Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Welcome, everyone. Welcome, everyone, to the Bright Side with Technisha. And I'm your host, Technisha. And today I'm here with students of True Quantum Healing and Organized Usage. These are the students of my former guest that I had previously on my show, Chris Keller, if you remember. And fortunately, we will have him back on. But before we begin, let's talk a little bit. The world of alternative healing has now been expanding over the years, of course. If you remember, we have been talking to a lot of holistic healers. So this alternative healing has been going on. People and communities are becoming more vocal and expressing their desire for truth and a wider range of practical results in their optimal health journey. The world of energy medicine has been one of those areas growing in popularity, areas such as meditation, hypnosis, visualization, Reiki, emotional freedom technique, neurolinguistic program, and muscle testing, kinesiology, excuse me. With that said, today's guests add a new category to the energy healing realm. Our guests today are a sequel from our previous guest, True Quantum Energy Healer, Chris Keller. Chris has been on the Bright Side multiple times to discuss his unique energy modality called True Quantum Energy Healing. The uniqueness of Chris' work even includes distance healing, which is the majority makeup of his worldwide practice. Here are two of his students. They are Ty and Nora. And in the second half of our show, we will have Ty and Nora discuss the products they sell on Chris Keller's website called Organite. These products and tools that Ty and Nora make are also assisting in healing others. All are available at Chris Keller's website, which is www.chriskeller.net. Further information will be given at the end of the show. Now, without further ado, we'd like to welcome on Ty, who is an intuitive healer, self-taught in many energy healing techniques, and formerly trained in quantum distance healing through the True Quantum Healing course. His main focus is to help communities heal from parasitic vibrations of all types and bring back the idea of a trusted local and an inexpensive spiritual, physical, holistic healer. He is the designer and creator of many types of organized, and we'll discuss several of his creation among available at Chris Keller Holistic, which, like I said, we'll give more information at the end of the show. Ty, thank you for being on today. How are you?
I'm doing great. Can you hear me?
I can hear you loud and clear. I'm glad to have you on. It's an honor and a pleasure to actually have someone who knows of this type of area, and it was fun while having Chris on, but I'm glad to have one of his students on. So I guess let's
begin. And Nora's here with me, so she can field questions. We could do it in sections, or we can just do it all together for the whole hour.
Hi, how are you?
I'm doing good. If you prefer, we can do it together. And a little bit about Nora. She's from Inner Chi Wellness, which is a true quantum healer practitioner, Oregon device maker. She's a distance healer and a healing jewelry maker. And Nora, you have been tuning in with subtle energies, healers, and phenomena since an early age, and that's pretty cool, too. So without further ado, I guess we could get right into it. What made you both choose true quantum healing over other well-known energy modalities such as Reiki, EFT, or muscle testing?
Well, we needed to find a system of clearing people. We're very tuned into entities, and we naturally move out dark energies, but I guess a couple years ago we reached a plateau where we'd be able to clear stuff quite naturally, but we were getting ill or taking on that energy ourselves. And I basically asked the universe or source, you know, can I get a system that would assist me in doing what I know I need to do but not get sick? And then lo and behold, I ran across Chris's videos. He said several things that were in line with what I was doing already, and so I kind of took that as a sign from the universe that, like, hey, check this guy out. And then Nora talked me into doing a session with him, which was just absolutely crazy. We lived in a remote farm area over in the Pacific Northwest, and right after the session, we got one of those black dark helicopters right over my farm, and I thought to myself, this might be really good good system, and yeah, so that's the quick version.
Right. So to be honest, how long has this been? How long has it been going on with True Quantum Healing? Because this, I mean, I never heard of it until I actually dealt with Chris, and then I started doing a little research. So, and this been going on for some years now, I'm assuming?
Chris, I think 15. Chris has been doing his style for over 10 years, but I believe about 3 years ago, he got the idea that he was going to share the techniques and system with other people, and right about that time is when I started doing some sessions with him, and I, before even the course was out, Nora and I asked if we could learn from him, and so we got the system pretty much one of the first people that got the system, and I guess that would be about 2.5 years ago.
Okay. Now, Ty, describe both your journeys as students with True Quantum Energy Healing in Nora.
Describe our journeys.
Absolutely amazing journey. Is life-changing for me and Ty. We are able to manage the information and the energies better. There's less energy that we are taking in, and it just makes it easier for us to do our healing, go longer, and do assist more people.
Nora, would you say this is a better concept than actually taking medicine, because a lot of people probably wouldn't be accustomed to doing something like this? How do you even get into this without just being afraid, because, you know, so many Americans, we're so skeptical of doing things like this.
I think that if you do quantum healing, either from Chris or Ty and I or other quantum healers, to see how it works for individuals, and I think it should be at least 3 sessions that they try. Sometimes
okay.
The first session might be a little slow, but as the second session goes, you'll see more results. And I think that everything has its place. Definitely it will assist people, because I believe that illness comes from, or disease comes from, not connecting with one's highest self, and also the lack of connection with source.
Okay. So those are good little tips to actually get started. Because I was thinking of doing something like that, but I'm like, oh, I'm so used to, you know, going the traditional way, taking medicine. But it wouldn't be a bad option, because I know years ago, that's why I think a lot of our ancestors didn't get sick. No, there was no doctors around, so you had to do what you had to do. Now, what traits or qualities have you both found to be an effective True Quantum Energy Healer?
I'm sorry, can you repeat the question?
I sure can, Ty. I was asking, like, what traits and qualities have you both found to be an effective True Quantum Energy Healer?
What qualities? That's a great question.
Yeah, that's an awesome question.
I believe people with an open mind and people who kind of sense that there's other things going on in the world, it doesn't have to be full-blown psychic. That does help. But knowing that there's other ways to do things and having a sense of adventure, part of this work is working with a pendulum and asking your highest self, and you end up being kind of a detective. So if you're really good at asking right questions and digging deeper into some issues, you can assist the person you're working with quite a bit quicker and more effective. So there's, you know, a lot of ways we can go down the roads: energetic, spiritual,
environmental,
through intent. We can, intend to have certain body parts mentally, physically work better. And so I guess the answer would be sense of adventure.
Okay. I probably would expect that. It is an adventure, I'm sure. Now, what challenges have you both had, like, in developing your true quantum energy healing abilities?
I think the challenges I've come across have been other healers that are different modalities that are not connected to Source and not connected to their highest selves. And sometimes that has been conflicting with my work. And so now I am very discerning on who I allow to be a friend, a healing friend.
All right. And so I picked up the dowsing fairly quickly, and if you've ever seen a video of Chris Kaler dowsing, it is this really super fast dowsing, and I picked that up very quickly. But the main thing is I'm still working on the alphabet chart, where you're spelling out sentences like Chris, you know.
Okay.
That is, I can do it, but it's nowhere near as fast as Chris can do that. So I'm usually getting words and asking the right question, but doing the full sentences in about 10 seconds, nope. But I'd like to be getting to that level, because you don't have to depend on the chart, and Source can kind of give you some ideas that are not in the charts a lot better.
Right, and Chris actually did a little experiment on me while I was on the show, and it did. It worked wonders, but you have to me, in order to do it, you have to believe. You have to have an open mind to actually do it. If you close mind, it won't work. And a lot of times that's what people don't understand. Oh, well, it didn't work. Well, did you open your mind to it? Did you give it a little try? Did you believe in it? So if you don't, then it won't work for you at all. But it's wonders. And hopefully next time when we have Chris on, we can actually have a few guests who can actually go through that experience as well. Now, have you two noticed any patterns as true quantum energy healers, why it works better on some clients versus maybe others?
Absolutely.
The answer is yes and no. There's some people have the similar symptoms, and some people the issue just resolves quickly, and some people it's a little more stuck in. I would say people on heavy medication, it's like a little harder to tune into them, so that goes a little slower.
Right.
The cleaner your body is, usually it goes a little faster, but I've worked, you know, on people with, you know, heavy heart medications and doing clearings on them, and we got some good results with their energies, but that could be a little slower. For whatever reason, you can, you know, take this with a grain of salt, but people who've, I guess, invited aliens into their lives, people working with UFO stuff, as far as, like, being friends with them, when they get sick from that, that's long and hard for whatever reason. I'm not sure. Entities is usually pretty quick.
Right.
Yeah.
Now, in your line of experience, to whom would you recommend doing the true quantum energy healing course?
Doing the course? Gosh, if anyone has any And I'll let Nora answer this after me. If you're interested in like this kind of concept of shamanic work, where you can see both sides and you can clear out energies, dark thought forms, and you're really interested in that work, but you would like to do it quicker and with less blowback, less consequences, this is a great method. It's quick, it's easy, you don't really take on too much or any of the clients' negativity. And you can clear out a lot more problems. A lot of the traditional shamanic work is, a whole ceremony the whole night, and you clear out a couple of things, and that certainly has its value. But I like to just, work with a person, for an hour or so and clear out, years worth of stuff as quickly as I can. So my view is to clear people as quickly as can, and then work on another person. So I'm clearing the planet as quickly as possible. And I'll let Nora answer that one.
This method is really good for people that have some severe issues themselves that have not connected to their highest self or source. And they just need to clear a lot of unwanted energies that they've been collecting through the years.
Yeah.
And once they start clearing themselves, they'll notice a shift and change in their reality and improvements in their lives. And the improvements are magnificent. When it comes to abundance, flows, health, life force energy. Just if somebody is looking for something to do to improve their lives in a different way, this is a really good method.
I can imagine. I'm just sitting up here really thinking about to just be devoted to this type of health and healing without any non-toxic, without any toxic medicine going into your body. I'm sure this could be very healing for both the mind and the body. And that's probably why a lot of times we go through so much. If we actually go through these type of practices, we might not be as sick as we are today and have to end up going to the hospital.
Mm-hmm,
I think this
exactly.
is a very effective treatment. This is very effective. This is good for all the behavioral problems, the medical conditions out there. I will agree. This is the ultimate in preventative medicine. No offense to any doctors out there, but this is very good.
Yeah.
Everything has its place.
Right.
Yes,
in
the past, I was the type of person that, because of my environment was very toxic, was in and out of doctors, operations, constantly ill, didn't know what to do. All doctors didn't know what was wrong with me until I started teaming up with Ty. Looking at it in a nutritional way, dealing with what I was eating, what I was ingesting, also what I was looking at, like television and media, cutting all of that out, and then adding this quantum healing, I've been able to correct a lot of the things that other people wouldn't able to see, and it really has improved my life.
Well, I say that's a good thing. That is. Anything that can prevent all what's going on with us physically, mentally, and spiritually, I say go for it, really. And a lot of times the doctors don't have all the answers. They will tell you, and it's no offense to anybody who's a doctor out there listening or have anybody in their family with it, but a lot of times from experience, we know they're so quick to terrify you and put that fear in you. Oh, this is going to happen, but who's to say that it's going to happen? Who are you to say that, So, I'm glad to have you guys on where we can really get a better understanding of this. Now, here's a question of interest. There has been a lot of media on using the Ouija board. How is pendulum dowsing different from the Ouija board?
That's a really good question, and I have been asked that. And in short, there's a couple ways to look at it. When you're well, I'm going to speak for myself. When I am dousing, I'm really asking my true soul, nobody else. And I'm asking my true soul to basically forward questions to true source. Or people would call that God, whatever you want, whatever the word, you know, universal consciousness, whatever the word works for you. But that's it. That's all I'm doing. With a Ouija board, you have this big corporation, which may or may not have nefarious people designing these things. You don't know. And then you're asking spirits answers. And for whatever reason, a lot of the spirits that you're asking are not giving you good answers. And in fact, you might be physically connecting with them because you're actually touching the Ouija board. And that can make you sick. I mean, I've known people that have gotten bad vibrations from a Ouija board. So it's a difference between asking your true divine self and then playing around with spirits, which could be considered dark magic, you know, unhealthy magic, you know. And it doesn't asking a Ouija board doesn't assist your progression as a divine being, because you're not asking yourself and not learning to listen to yourself. You're asking whatever spirit is, it just happens to be answering your question. And a lot of spirits, as you might know, aren't going to tell you the truth.
There's good ones and there's bad ones. Like people.
Right. That's so true. I talk about that daily in my household. They're a good spirit. My dogs don't sometimes understand and I have to tell them.
Yeah.
Yeah, so if you muscle test or do pendulum dousing, you're just getting to know yourself better. And it seems similar, but it's not. They're two different, in the spiritual world, they're two different practices, really. But physically, it might look a little the same, but they're not the same.
I really think for both of them, to even use both of them, I don't think that it's going to work if you're, like, manipulating the system and being blindfolded. Mm-hmm. Of course, it's like a car. You're not going to drive a car while being blindfolded because you'll kill and you'll crash and kill yourself. But if we don't go farther and say the car is a worthless tool because it can be used being blindfolded. And I think the key to just understanding the value of the Ouija is in how it helps us interact with symbols, which are like the keys to the gate of the imagination, really, to me. I think it was Carl Jung who said consciousness precedes being.
Hmm.
And so imagination precedes being too.
Yeah, there's
so
a lot of Eastern traditions that basically just label the source consciousness as just consciousness. So that's where that's a very Eastern thought. We're all just a part of consciousness, the one consciousness. So, agree with that.
Well, guys, now that we have talked about this part of the deal, I would like to speak about, if I'm standing correctly, I hope I've been standing correctly all this time, Organite products you sell on Chris Keller's website. What is it actually made of, and how are these ingredients healing for humanity?
Well, there's 20 or 30 years ago, a Austrian guy made a device that was just basically the powdered metals and resin, which is a plastic with high carbon content. And about 10 years ago, I guess Don Croft added some crystals and some coils to it. And then we took the formula even farther, and that would be called Organite, but we just like to use general terms like Organite broadcasters, or Orgone broadcasters, life energy broadcasters. It gives you kind of an idea, a better idea of what it does than just Organite, because that's a pretty mysterious sounding name. What goes in ours is... it varies on a couple of things depending on the shape and the function, but in general you have like a circular shape, a plate, a pyramid, And on the bottom we'll have this toroidal coil called a galaxy coil, and this will move the energy in a clockwise or counterclockwise action, and it will kind of keep energy moving through the piece. And then you will have the resin and the powdered metals. The interesting thing about resin and powdered metals is the metal attracts life energy or etheric energy, and the actually it's the opposite, excuse me. Carbon in the resin attracts life energy, and metals repel it. So you have this kind of pulling, pushing and pulling effect, and it actually creates a filtering effect, and actually generates life energy. And then we have a special crystal mixture that we make ourselves. It's about 40 plus crystals. Some have grounding qualities, EMF protection qualities, spiritual protection qualities, consciousness raising qualities, and this gets mixed into the piece. And then on top of that, we usually have a specialized a crystal, like an amethyst or maybe a gem, like, you know, emerald, ruby, or something like that. That'll give it a stronger flavor, you could say. And to answer your question, how can this help humanity? Well, the main thing people usually know this to use it for is for like electromagnetic frequency protection, as in kind of strengthening your etheric fields, strengthening your life energy so that the negative life energy fields, our electronic world is around us, it doesn't affect us as much.
Okay.
And they also just seem to create a little bit more peaceful, meditative environments. So they're very good for keeping your, you know, your place that you you maybe meditate, where you sleep. It just kind of keeps like more of a peaceful, protected environment. They can also be used for healing tools. You can like you'd use a Reiki master, where you're have someone holding some hand over your body part, and it's flowing life energy into the body part to heal it. Well, you can use these devices in similar ways. And is there anything you want to add, Laura?
You can use it for marma points.
Right. We've had some traditional East Indian healers use it, the cones we make for putting on marma points, which are basically acupuncture points. And so you can manipulate the chi and meridian flow. You can use them, and I have some videos on this, we have some videos on this on our Vimeo site, on how to use it similar to Chris's neutralization and sun ring, so you can stand over it and clear or add energy to your body and your energy fields. So hopefully that answered your question.
I think it did. Well, I do want to ask this. Does someone have to be energetically experienced to use the organite, or do they have to have an intention beforehand before purchasing some organite?
No, it's pretty much it's like a like a filtering device. It just does its own it just works on its own, as if it was being powered by, you know, the ether or something like that. Now, if you are good with intention, spiritual intention, it could absolutely increase the power of your prayers and your healing practices. The plates we have, there's these plates, and they have, these coils on the top and bottom. You could actually place, like, right on a piece of paper, place a healing intent, and that would broadcast that healing intent into the room on a subtle level, but it would definitely do that. So if you wanted to get advanced with it, you could, but it's not necessary.
Okay. Awesome. Now, do the different shapes of the organite have different purposes? And if so, what are those purposes?
In general, we play with a lot of shapes, and any shape has its own, sound, really. But what you would want to keep in mind is the ones with sharp edges, lines like pyramids and certain other sacred geometry shapes. Those would be more broadcasting energy out into the room. And the rounder shapes are going to be more protective. They might more
okay.
absorbing. So the rounder plates, we have some spheres. Those would be a little bit more optimal in protecting the environment, even though they still do broadcast out stuff. The pyramids and the other ones with the sharper lines, that would be if you wanted to broadcast out a little bit more life energy. But in general, they all seem to work very similarly.
Okay. Now, how soon should maybe myself or someone else knows the Organite working?
Right away.
If you're energy sensitive at all, immediately.
Okay.
A significant amount of people around our Organite, because we put so much extra ingredients in there, it's really powerful. A significant amount of people who don't consider themselves energy sensitive really do feel it immediately as well. If you're not as energy sensitive, and that's okay, you're going to probably be aware of certain things like how people in your environment are changing their attitudes. Most people, and I say most, will be nicer. Negative energies will stick in the room a lot less, so people could potentially get along a lot better. Just like in any peaceful environment, as opposed to family members who are in a chaotic environment and, they tend to be a little more grouchy towards each other. This would be kind of the opposite, is creating a little bit more of a peaceful environment.
Okay.
So most people, I think, who are observant should notice something pretty soon.
Right. Okay. These are some interesting things. I really definitely would love to, discuss the specific Organite products that you guys make that's available at chriskeller.net. Tell me the purpose and why someone should purchase this Organite piece. For instance, the hand-wrapped Orgon protection pendant.
Okay, yeah, that's a...
The pendants are really great if you are going to work in a very toxic environment, especially if you're working with a lot of computers or big industrial machines or very toxic people, because it will shield your energy from all of that information coming into straight into your energy field. And it will also create confidence and positive energy, because now you are intending to have this sort of a buffer between those energies and yourself. And you will also notice you'll be able to retain a lot of your energy, and it won't be so siphoned from others, because there's a lot of people that vampirize energy. So I recommend that that pendant for people that are out in the public or around toxic environments.
Okay. And then you
and
have
go on.
Oh, go ahead, Ty. Go ahead, Ty.
Oh, it's also a little bit, it's a slimmer, so it fits inside the shirt. So it's not a bulky piece of jewelry. So some of our Organite pendants we've made have been a little bigger, a little showier, and this is a little more subtle. So you can, it looks nice with the hand wrapping, but it's also just a small, powerful piece. It looks simple, but it has the 40 crystals in there, has the high quality powdered metals that we like to use. And what we also probably didn't mention yet about the Organite is we spend on each batch, which we make small batches, we charge them with a procedure of about 40 different intents and frequencies, and we do that on about 8 different devices. So that means it's been, I don't know, do the math, hundreds of times of programming. So we spent a lot of time programming it. So this little tiny piece has a big protective field, and that's actually the piece I use. So if I'm going out in public, that's what I wear.
Oh, awesome. And then you can wear it with your clothes, looking stylish, and keep yourself protected at the same time. I love it. Now, there is a brass hexagon key generator disc, too?
Yeah. Yeah, so I'm just looking at, okay, so yeah, that's That's a small. It's a big piece, but it's smaller than the other plate, and that's just a little bit. It's just a kind of. It makes it a little more portable, so you could carry it in a purse or whatever, a pocket. So that's kind of cool. The reason why we made those devices is that we lived in a place that had like zero sunshine all year, and we collect crystals and use them for healing, and they just weren't charging very well. So traditionally, if you don't know, we usually charge crystals in the sun, as a lot of people do. And so we made this double coiled plate to charge crystals. You could charge water, your jewelry, your food. And this is just a smaller version. The hexagon doesn't mean anything to us, but it does have a little sharper edges. So again, that would be a little bit more broadcasting. We make some plates that are purely round, and those they're not on Chris's site, they're on another site. But
okay.
But that's, yeah, so they're just smaller charging plates, and you'd think of it as anything you want to add life energy or healing energy to, which could be just about anything, a body part, an object.
Yeah, that type of hexagon, I really enjoyed having it when I'm not doing well, I'm not feeling well, I have my menstrual or have a headache, and I like putting it on the area that's not feeling well. And if I feel like I'm having a lot of nightmares, I'll put it under my pillow and sleep with it. And that's
okay.
A very powerful piece to use.
Yeah.
The
other thing
I'd
like to add. Yeah, the other thing I like to add about the I'm sure we're going to talk about the larger charging plate, but the smaller one, those are to get something like that somewhere else, that would be really expensive, and that is a really good starter piece. And not only that, Chris's prices are in Canadian, so if you're on this side of the border, it's even cheaper, and they're priced really inexpensively. I mean, gone to like Mount Shasta, and these similar products are in the hundreds. So it's a really good starter piece. If you do not know anything to do with that, you're not sure about crystals or what's going in the point piece, get a charging disc. And the other thing I thought is good to add is if you're into crystals or other remedies, you besides charging that piece, let's say you have a homeopathic remedy or a piece of quartz, you can put it on top of there, and then at that point it'll broadcast that specific crystal into the room, so you kind of have an interchangeable piece of organite. You're not stuck with one crystal on the point like some of my other pieces. So definitely go for that.
Oh, most definitely. Now, you also make something, the amethyst wand, paraquat, amber chi generator, 10-sided cone. What's the purpose of that one?
Well, that one was designed when I was getting a lot of ET extraterrestrial attacks. And I was always waking up at night frantic and feeling just, not well. And so that one glows in the dark, and I was always enjoying having it under my blankets. So when I would wake up, it would remind me that I was safe. and I was doing well. And I would rub the point piece on the areas that I felt I was being affected. So that was designed for that.
Okay. Now, there's also a garnet, chirophrase, if I'm saying it correctly, bismuth, hexagon, chi, cone.
Yeah, that combination of crystals is probably a good piece for like a meditative or a healing space. The bismuth grounds out higher frequencies, and not in a bad way, but it just kind of keeps a little more healthy. So the higher vibrations of a healing room would be have a nice grounding feeling as well. And the garnet and the chirophrase are very meditative stones.
Well, I'm
so
glad
I would
that
put
it
that
is.
In a healing space myself.
Okay. Well, I'm glad it's great for healing, because the word, just saying it alone, maybe that's a tongue twister right there. I'd be like, garnet, it's garnet something, you know, garnet, just garnet, cone, look, you know, I said the first, last name of it. Now, there's one more piece I want to talk about, the Elite Shungite Raw Amber Hexagon Cone.
Yep. Well, I would say that piece is going to be really good for protecting oneself from psychic energies and electromagnetic fields. Shungite is there's two types of shungite. There's one that's a considered lesser quality, but it's definitely really good. And then there's this noble elite shungite. That's one of the higher quality ones. And shungite is known for filtering water, protecting from EMF. I believe the USSR Olympians put people their athletes in a box of shungite between competitions to assist in recovery. You'd have to check with their research on why exactly they do that, but that's one piece of research I have. And it's an organic material. It is actually made out of carbon, but it's a crystal, and the crystal is shaped like it's like a geodesic dome. If anyone's ever seen a geodesic dome where there's these little triangles in a dome, well, that's what the crystalline structure of that's like. So it's very protective. And amber is also another, it's a natural resin crystal. And it's another organic carbon-based mineral. And actually, it's a fossilized tree sap, I believe. And that's, again, really protective. So that piece, I would say that's for heavier protection.
Yeah, that's the type of piece that I would take on my purse if I have to meet people that are very intense and have a meeting with them for a long time.
Oh, yes.
That's the type of piece I would take with me.
So, and we have one more piece to discuss, and I'd love to discuss it.
Oh, go right ahead, Ty.
There is a Herkimer diamond pendulum that we make for Chris. We do make organite pendulums, but this specific one is we're not going to get anywhere else. That's just for Chris, and it's again a really good. We give him a really nice fair price, so it's a really reasonable price. I think that would be it should be a lot more expensive, but we're trying to get people some really nice pendulums. So this would be a professional quality pendulum. Herkimer diamonds are a type of crystal quartz. They're a little harder than quartz. They're really more protective than quartz, so it keeps the whole piece clean. It has our very special organite in there. So when you're dowsing,
it is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper?
a woo-hoo-er, a hand clapper, a high-fiver. I kind of like the high-five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.